Dina Diamond rushing into studio, so we've had to do a deal because we can't talk marketing in like 6 minutes, so we're going to have to keep you after eight. That's going to be your punishment.
Oh, okay. If I have to sit in studio with you, Howard, I can do it.
Yeah, well, there's your punishment.
I feel I can.
You think you can manage it? All right, but let's kick off the subject and at least set the context for what are Instagram stars. Last week we spoke about YouTube stars, and by the way, you've got me completely hooked on that Youpity guy. What's his name?
PewDiePie.
What's his name?
PewDiePie.
PewDiePie, yeah. So he's like, he's very funny. And you know what? I don't even think he's an anti-Semite. I mean, I know that he is. Deep down, I know that he is.
I think everyone is deep down. But maybe. He does, listen, he is, as I said, he is a comedian, and he is going to come up with some controversial comments and topics to make himself funny.
Yeah. You see, I might be able to relate to that on some level, not on his level, but certainly. All right, so that's YouTube. And YouTube now, I finally understand. I mean, I was having meetings this last week.
Were you?
And I was, you know, the adverts at play, and it just depends on how long you play the advert for and whatever.
So, look at and you. Was, oof, you're basically like, a doyen.
Yeah, like you guys really, you really know what you're talking about. Yeah. This is my field.
How have you worked on your followers? How are your followers going on YouTube?
I haven't checked since last week, Monday. I'm not good at it.
I did speak to some people, and they were like, they were going to follow you.
Well, I'm
going
to let you check.
So they said that because there was a shout out and a request from you, they were actually going to go and look at your
channel.
That's
brilliant.
But as I said, you actually have to post content.
No. So I'll tell you that I was on Russia Today on Friday, and I'm going to post that. In fact, it might even have been posted already. So we're getting there.
Well, and what did you talk about on Russia Today?
Body language at the G20 summit.
Ooh.
Very, very interesting. You know, your friends are liars. I've still got 15 subscribers.
No, last week you only had 11.
Oh,
you basically like it's the exponential growth.
Right. It's like, what is that? 30% growth in a week.
Yeah, in a week. It's massive. That's, you're huge.
I'm big.
Wow.
I'm big. I am growing at a rate of 30. I mean, not fat, not weight wise, but yes, I'm growing at a massive, massive rate. All right. So, but that's YouTube. Instagram? Because I tell you, I don't get Instagram the way other people get Instagram.
Well, that's exactly what brought on this topic. So I was actually speaking to someone this weekend, and they said, oh, they love the inspiration and the ideas from YouTube, because again, they're not a major YouTuber, but they're like, please explain Instagram, because I just don't understand Instagram. And Instagram has actually become much bigger. It's like surpassed Facebook. It's actually owned by Facebook. I don't know if you know that, but I mean, when it actually started in like 2010, it literally was this really small little, nothing, I guess you could say, but actually what we've seen is that photos and visual and quick snippets have actually become much bigger than a Facebook. Like, for example, my kids will tell you that Facebook is only for old people.
Yes, my kids have told me that all the time.
And that's because
I would say, please go and share something on Facebook. Facebook? I never go into Facebook.
Yeah.
Like exactly. Only old people do.
Exactly. And the reason is because, I mean, first of all, if you look at sort of the current generation, which is ADD based in terms of none of us having the capability and time to actually look at stuff, then Instagram offers that quick snippet of most things. And if you know how many, now the followers on Instagram are just ramping up completely. Who do you know? Who is the most followed person on Instagram?
Well, I would have gone with somebody like J-Lo or, no, Kim. It's got to be Kim. It's got to be Kim Kardashian.
It was Selena Gomez, but she's
very
not anymore.
Good, Sonati.
Might be Kylie Jenner, maybe.
No.
Beyonce.
No.
Queen B.
So all of these people do rate amongst the top people that are followed on Instagram.
I'm now out of names.
However, it is Christian Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, that, wow. I even follow him on Instagram.
I think anyone with those abs deserves to be followed.
Right. Wow.
173 million followers globally.
Oh,
how many?
173 million.
Your,
I mean, that is a serious number.
Wow.
That is a serious, serious number. So Cristiano Ronaldo, yes. So Selena Gomez was leading for a very, very long time. Shame. She's at a meager 152 million.
Never.
Shame. Never. but she actually doesn't post so much.
Cristiano posts every 15 minutes, right?
Yeah, but again, always with his shirt off, which
always is
appreciated.
Is there ever a, I don't even know how I ended up following the bloke. I think it was because when I went onto to Instagram. I think that's what they said you had to follow.
Yeah, I does actually recommend.
So I did, and there is literally, I've never seen this guy with a shirt on.
Yeah, no, it's insane. But you know how much, so the whole point of Instagram here is, do you know, so these celebrities have got massive followings, they've got massive amounts of people that absolutely adore them and follow them. The biggest question here in terms of what we discuss also on YouTube, how do you monetize it?
And we're going to be talking about that after 8 o'clock. How do you? Yeah, because it's like a cliffhanger.
It
don't
is.
You think?
Absolutely.
I think it is a proper cliffhanger.
And you will be shocked when I tell you how they monetize this.
And Dina's third point will blow you away.
Tell us some more, Zanati. Yeah. Sing us some more, Zanati.
Or we could have a Morning Mayhem choir.
Love it. I love it. Can I do the arranging?
No, you have to do the singing. As well, because
yes.
I can't sing. Time is 8 minutes past the 8.
We'll give you a triangle.
Perfect. Yeah, that's about as where I can get to. 34519 or 0618951019. What did you think of that? What? Can't be. No, Howard. Five exclamation marks from Kim Fine.
That's a lot of exclamation
marks. That's a lot for 8:08 in the morning.
I was feeling the vibe of that song for your 8 o'clock song.
I thought it was unbelievable.
Sure.
Zanati?
I also thought it was exceptional, honestly.
I think that was exceptional.
And the drums, oh my goodness.
We were jamming in studio.
Do you know how hard it is to find gospel music without mentioning Jesus?
I'm glad you didn't.
If it's Paradise Road, it doesn't. I'm saying I love gospel music. I just can't play it on this radio.
No, not a real gospel music, like pseudo.
Yeah, I like pseudo gospel music. Yeah. I like the sound of gospel music.
the rich soul.
I remember you played one of Boney M's songs and you had to cut at Christmas.
Don't they know it's today? Yeah, it's true. It is true. It is true. 10 minutes past the hour.
Not the Mariah Carey song. I love that one.
Well, it is July, so we should be starting to hear anytime soon in the
absolutely.
Malls.
Absolutely. There should be snow.
Yeah, we are almost there. 10 minutes past the hour of 8. A very, very good morning. If you've just joined us, we'd love to hear from you on 34519 or 0618951019. We were talking, we had a cliffhanger, didn't we?
We did.
And the cliffhanger was, how do you make money on Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
Dina Diamond, our marketing expert, joining us in studio. Dina, how does one make money on Instagram?
Well, it's very simple. You just need followers. So yes, you need to up those followers. Let's say, how much can you make from a post? How much do the rich
I'm sorry, I need to interrupt for this.
Oh, okay.
This has got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 question marks from Mervin.
Question mark.
Mervin says, why is there gospel music on a Jewish station?
It's not actually gospel.
It's not actually gospel.
It's soul.
Mervin, man, it's Paradise Road. It's world famous South African songs. Just happened to have been sung by the Soweto choir. Jeez, Mervin. Gosh.
It's a style of singing.
Yes.
It's a style.
And science says you've lost your marbles.
that happened a long time ago.
Sports question answer, please. I so gave that answer. MCG, Melbourne Cricket Ground.
Yes.
I said that Colin S. and David Zimmerman answered it, plus unsigned. I most certainly did. How very, very dare you. And Jenny says it's not gospel, it's choral.
Choral.
Thank you, Jenny.
Yes,
choral. It's a choral.
Well, choral verse, like coral.
Oh, coral.
Coral's in the water, isn't it?
I don't know. It is spelled C-H-O.
There goes English again.
Coral. We're going to have to investigate that further and come back.
Yeah, we are going to. Yeah. Look, we were quite nervous about Googling this morning because we had some Google mistakes. We did. We did. You obviously weren't listening then. We did have a problem because in the year, and I'll tell you exactly when that was, it was about one of the U.S. presidents, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay. So yes, here we go. In the year, oh, I wasn't going back far enough. That's why. So, it wasn't about the adhesive stamps. What on earth was it?
It was about these riders.
Yes, but whose was it?
Are you two a bit confused this morning?
No, we're not. We got it. We know exactly what we are talking about. I've just got to find the exact
time. I think Zanati's had too much lemon water this morning.
Oh, do you think that's what it is? All right. Oh, here we go. In 1898, on this day, during the Spanish-American War, Theodore Roosevelt and his Rough Riders waged a victorious assault on San Juan Hill in Cuba. So I said to Zanati, I did, what are the Rough Riders? Not a good idea to Google Rough Riders. Anyway,
what do you call social media policy doesn't allow for that.
Exactly. They're being so rude. Well, to me, not to you. This is from Steve. Steve G says, hi Howard, can't you get Dina more often? She livens up the show.
they're coming for you.
They're coming for me.
They're quite the
By small. The way, I know, it gets better.
I think you're very lively.
Thank you very, very much. By the way, I saw a picture of her in the Jewish Report and she definitely has a face for TV, unlike Howard, who has a face for radio.
Oh my goodness.
I'm going to say thank you.
What am I meant to say?
Howard's expensive.
But Howard, I think you've got a lovely face.
Thank you. I'm very attached to my face.
Have they not seen the new photo for your new book?
I don't know.
It's a great photo. It's expressive. It's lively.
Look,
engaging.
I'm quite happy with my face. Unsigned says, love the coral.
Was that the CH or the CO?
CH. An absolutely exquisite version of Paradise Road. Yeah. Take that, you heathens. I don't know if you can use that.
But anyway, that moving either. On swiftly.
All right, can we please talk about Instagram
please
now?
Can
stop
we talk
interrupting.
About, you're right, sorry. I'm so rude.
Jeez, it's impossible to get a word in here. Anyway, yes.
I feel like there's something in the air this morning. I don't actually know what's going on here. Moving on, yes, to Instagram. But let's pay homage quickly. So do you even know? So everyone knows about Mark Zuckerberg, who created Facebook, right?
Yeah, we do.
So who... Well, who were the founders of Instagram? It's a trick question. Should we use that as a... Do you want to get your listeners to see if they know the answer?
Yes, let's do that. 34519 or 0618951019.
One of those is quite cute, actually.
Really?
Really?
So Zanati says stuff sometimes left field. But love your work, Zanati. Keep coming.
Don't you have to be cute to be on Instagram?
True.
All right, so let's talk about Instagram, okay, while we find those answers. I'm happy to give them. Would you like to have a time limit, 5 minutes?
5 minutes is perfect.
Done. All right, so let's go. I'm going to give you quickly just the pecking order of current Instagram. Right, so current Instagram, Cristiano Ronaldo at 173 million followers. He is outstanding just to look at. Apparently he's not so great apparently he is in South Africa and he wasn't very friendly to those around him.
Really?
But it's okay. He's going to get over that. He gets paid like whatever, £350,000 a month. A week. And now, for a post, how much can Cristiano Ronaldo expect to receive from a post? Guesses. Zanati? How much would you pay Cristiano to post for your brand?
Let's say $1 million.
Dollars.
Let's say rent.
Rant.
Let's say rent.
Rant, you're very cheap. Very, very cheap, especially at the current exchange rate, which is actually looking up thanks to Donald Trump. So bottom line is that Cristiano Ronaldo can expect to get anything from 400,000 to 800,000 US dollars per post.
Wow.
So if he has a paid for post, that is what he can expect to earn. Kim Kardashian herself, yes, you're absolutely right. She is up there as well. She has earned upwards of $1.5 million for a post.
Goodness.
Right, but she's not the most followed on the planet. So Cristiano, he's the most followed. Ariana, who's your favorite next? Your singer that you...
Oh, Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande, whatever. Her name changes every week. So yes, Ariana Grande has got 158 million followers. So she's number two, but she is followed closely by Selena Gomez. So Selena Gomez was leading for many, many years, up until October 2018 when she was overtaken by Christiana and then Ariana. So, and then the next one on the list I love, and I follow all of these people, I do have to tell you, because they are most entertaining. The next one is my fave. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
So he has got 148 million followers. His posts are actually the most engaging because if I could speak, it would help. He uses a lot of video content and you see a lot of his personal life. So if you look at Christiana, you look at Ariana, you look at Selena, they generally just post themselves, just one image, etc. But The Rock actually has like little video snippets. He talks, he engages. I love him. So if anyone does not know who Dwayne Johnson is, I don't know if you've seen him in Baywatch.
No, funnily
he's a machine.
Not.
He's also in the Fast and the Furious. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he is a beast. He is massive.
Yeah.
But he also looks like the nicest guy. You just want to be friends with him.
Like one of those rough on the outside, soft on the inside. It's 8:18. We need to take some ads when we come back. What's the question we need to ask, Dina?
Who were the founders of Instagram?
Who were the founders of Instagram? Time is 8:20. I'm Howard Feldman. A very, very good morning to you. If you've just joined us, the word is pronounced choral, as from the root of chorus.
I'm pretty sure that's what I said.
It is what she said.
Stop
actually.
It. Don't. Where's your loyalty, Sanati?
Listen, she's on my side of the desk.
Right. All right. Nobody's getting this right. Who was the founder of Instagram. No, that's the one.
That's the one we're at.
That's the one we're talking about. Yes.
Did you have a rough weekend?
I did. I actually got home last night after 12. And it's not easy. So which means
for
I only
you.
Got to yeah. sleep at like 12:45. And I was up at 4.
Sure. You had to back at your varsity days.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't even that wild at university. Yeah. So the fact that I can actually string a sentence together more or less, give or take, is quite a miracle. Anyway.
You've done well.
Who is the founder of Instagram?
So it was actually created by Kevin Stradom and Mike Krieger. See, shame, no one knows that.
Stradom. Is he from like Box Spring, but only Brackman Springs?
Nisua.
Not so much. Okay. Well, yeah, I was hoping.
Not too much. Anyway, so we just thought we'd like mention their names because they did create one of the biggest platforms in the world. Mm. I mean, they do sort of attract this amount of followers. So Kim Kardashian only comes in at 142 million followers. Shame. But she also has, I mean, it's just exponential. It's insane. Kylie Jenner, her sister, who is worth over $1 billion. So she is the youngest under 30 billionaire in the world to have created Kylie Cosmetics. And she is just honestly a marketing genius. So she has 139 million followers. She, and Beyonce comes in just after her, 128.
I told you Beyonce was up there.
Beyonce, listen, she's the queen bee. She's got to be up there. And I'll tell you, and we'll talk about the posts that have actually garnered the most responses, actually. Lionel Messi, obviously. So we've got sports stars, we've got singing stars. So Lionel Messi, 123. Neymar, 121. Taylor Swift, 119. The Biebs, Justin Bieber. I forgot to actually tell you last week, but Justin Bieber is the biggest artist on YouTube. He attracts like number 4 in total.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, so people loving the Biebs at 114. And then another Kendall Jenner coming at 112. So what's very interesting is that all of them actually are right up there. So people can poo-poo the Kardashians, the Jenners, but they are making the cash.
And they are marketing geniuses.
They are marketing geniuses. And then the only real, I guess you could, I don't know what you would call this platform, is National Geographic that comes in at 112 million.
What?
Yeah, National Geographic comes in at 120
million. Where did
that
come from?
People
it's like
nature.
Farmers Weekly. It's like good housekeeping. What?
When you look at this list, it like literally just sticks out like a sore thumb because they are the only platform that comes up. And then it's Nicki Minaj. I mean, shame.
Yeah.
Then Jennifer, then J-Lo, and then Khloe Kardashian, Miley Cyrus, Nike. So Nike's the only real brand that actually features at 89 million followers. And they're also very iconic in the way they post. They always choose their spokespeople. And then number 20 is Katy Perry. So it's interesting, Nike, because Nike is such a brand that it just appeals to the individual. It appeals to the human spirit. It sort of exceeds
the
normal brand.
So they're the only
brand
and the only platform is National Geographic.
Bizarre, hey?
That makes no sense to me on any level.
It's bizarre. But if you think about what people like to look at, and I know my own personal feed. Are you an Instagram? Do you read a lot? I mean, look at Instagram a lot.
No.
I have to tell you, my personal preferences have actually shifted.
To
Instagram completely. And it is because it's instant. So when you want to just look up stuff and you want to just do a quick scroll, so there's actually an algorithm built into Instagram. And the algorithm checks actually, it gives to you what number one, what you are likely to want to look at and the time of day. So in what time you post is actually very important. So there was a whole sort of study done by Hootsuite that are actually your social media managers. Mm. And it was what times you actually post if you want the most engagement. So we talk about followers, but then what else do we have? So you can actually buy followers. So you can spend a couple of dollars and you can buy followers. So brands aren't going to actually pay you if you have false followers. And the false people are literally paid from Russia to Afghanistan to follow you.
How do they know if they're false followers?
If you actually go into those followers, you can see if they literally have posted twice, but they're following 6,000 people.
And also, for example, it doesn't make sense for you to have 100,000 followers. And then on each post, you get like 120 likes.
Yeah, so it means you've got no
engagement
as well. Yeah, so we call that engagement. So
right. These
people, so everyone I've mentioned already, those are the legit, those are the super celebs of the Instagram royal family, right? But if you are, so you're going to post and you can have as many followers as you like, but if people are not responding to a post, not engaging with your post, not liking your post, not commenting on your post, then you actually have no real value in the world of Instagram and brands.
You do have value. I just want to make it clear.
Sorry. I'm talking about in the world of Instagram to a brand. How much brand value do you have for a brand?
Right.
You're not going to get, Khloe Kardashian's a perfect example at the moment. Louis Vuitton are sponsoring her quite often and she's giving away Louis Vuittons and there's actually like a pull to say like the first 10,000 whatevers and then you will actually be stand in line to win a Louis Vuitton handbag. So, and the engagement rates like fly through the roof with that because, you know, if you can get a free Louis, why not?
Yes, exactly.
So brands look at how engaged people, your followers are with you. So again, doesn't demand, because also we look at the sort of social influence at the moment, and I was speaking to someone who's got a PR agency the other day, and there's become a whole new celeb status. So people who were literally nothing before, and they didn't have a job, and they currently don't have a job, they have actually become professional Instagrammers. And what that means is they actually choose a genre, so you can become a fashion blogger, you can become a makeup blogger, and brands, as soon as you hit round about 10,000 followers, brands will pay you and you are then called a micro-influencer. So
a micro-influencer.
A micro-influencer, which means you've got your own sphere of influence and you can
be paid. But it's very small.
Yes, it's a micro-sphere. Well, you're micro in comparison to the Kardashians and the Ronaldos, etc. But you are still considered to have value to a brand. And in a sort of social spectrum where they have these launches and when brands actually have, you know, those, when they're going to launch a new product or whatever they might do, they will actually send it to these micro-influencers and they will send product to the micro-influencers.
Right, that makes sense.
Beauty products and they will review it on their page.
Is it bad that the only thing I've ever been sent is a pair of Crocs?
Ooh, especially considering your view of Crocs.
So what will happen is
that the brands will send that product for free, and often it's a very expensive product. They will send that product to those micro-influencers to try and spread the brand, because even though you think they're micro, 10,000 people is not nothing, and you get a few of those collectively, and your brand actually gets a lot of hits,
Amazing.
And it's actually the cheapest way to get it for a brand. It's much cheaper than traditional advertising, than putting a brand out on traditional media, such as radio, such as television, such as print. These micro-influencers are the way of the future for all the brands. And brands have taken note, and there's no ways that you can actually ignore the power of social media.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible, Dina Diamond.
But we haven't talked about the best blogs. I mean,
so then we do.
Can we quickly get there? Because it's fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay. So when we look at what's happened on Instagram, you say, right, so what is the biggest post that has ever got the most likes?
Yes.
I don't know if you remember this. It wasn't that long ago. It was the world record egg. Do you remember there was a picture of an egg?
Yes, yes.
So that particular post was particularly put out there by a creative from America. They took a picture that had been on stock image from Shutterstock that was actually done a few years earlier. It was literally the picture of an egg. And the reason they put this on Instagram was because they wanted to supersede the previous most liked image. And that was the first photo of Kylie Jenner's daughter, Stormy. And that had garnered 18.7 million likes. So that was the most amount of likes in the world at that point.
My word.
So that was in February 7th, 2018. They had the first, I mean, that was literally the most liked post, right? So they're like, no, no, we're not going to let Kylie Jenner get away with this. We're going to post a picture of an egg, and every single person is going to like the egg. So there was a campaign called, it was sort of, and there were hashtags, sort of world record egg, okay? And this picture of an egg, a plain egg, got 53.6 million likes, and it got it. There was a million memes about it. There were, I mean, it was hysterical, but it was all literally to usurp old Kylie Jenner from her little throne.
I'm so proud of that egg.
So proud. But I have to tell you that Kylie Jenner, her social influence is insane because she appears on the top 20 list 4 times. She has a photo with her family, which got 13.6 million likes. She got a birthday post for Travis, who's the father of Stormy, at 13.2 million, and a second photo of her daughter. So, and the only people that sort of rank up there again are Selena Gomez, which had a photo of her friends, but the egg... The egg got the most likes.
Wow.
And a previous one, so we just talked about the Queen Bee. So do you remember when she posted that she was pregnant with the twins?
Mm-hmm.
So she got on that, and this was seen to be massive, 6.3 million likes, and which we think is huge, but in comparison to that, it's like poo-poo per Beyonce.
Real. We are living in the strangest world.
Like, there is actually no accounting
and this
for,
is, and,
like,
and this is
sense.
Currency. Likes actually are currency.
Absolutely. And it's brand value, and it's money. It's absolute money that is translatable. So, and these people are making fortunes of it. Millions, millions and millions of dollars of
likes. Absolutely phenomenal. Time is 8:30. Dina Diamond, thank you. As always, food for thought. You're not going to be back. You're not going to be with us for the next few weeks.
No, I'm sorry.
Jetting off on holiday.
Listen, the north is calling. The season to beaches of Tel Aviv. I can't.
We won't hold that against you. Absolutely right. Just have the most fantastic time. It is 8:30.